There are no lifeboats in today's workplace culture, so it's important for you to get out there and prepare.
Welcome to the Fallback Position Podcast. We're here with John Arnold, author of The Fallback Position.
Fully titled, Anyone Who Can Be Fired Needs a Fallback Position, Preparing a Contingency Plan for the Worst Case Scenario. It's a book that's written for people who are in danger of being fired. And if you haven't been fired, well, you will be. You're going to have about 8 careers in your life, completely different careers with different skill sets. So you need to be prepared to be laid off or fired. And I'm saying fired, but it's most likely laid off, because that's what usually happens. With all the mergers, all the downsizing, all the outsourcing, you see an awful lot of jobs leaving. So what Fallback provides you with is, at the minimum, the 3 keys for taking control. Take care of yourself by taking control of yourself. The second one is take control of your finances. And the third is take control of your careers. Now, what I mean by all of this is that taking care of yourself is you need to know what you want to do with your life, how hard you're willing to work to get to do it, and where you're willing to do it. Are you willing to go back to school so that you can get this other job that you want? If you do these things and know these things and you take care of yourself and you take control of yourself, it's important. You can't just let things happen to you. It's too complicated out there. The second thing is take control of your finances. You do that by building a layoff budget. Know what you'll get for severance, if anything, if you're laid off. The rule of thumb out there is that if you need a job with multiple $10,000 levels of salary, it takes 1 month for each $10,000 of salary. Now, if your severance is going to pay you 6 weeks and you need $60,000 worth of salary, you got a 6-month job search and 6 weeks of severance. There's a gap. You need to know what that gap is, and you need to prepare for it. Financial planners say that most people need 6 months in savings available. That's kind of hard to do. But nevertheless, if you know what your severance is, what unemployment will pay, and how long it's going to take you to get a job, then you can plan for that and have money set aside. The third thing is take control of your careers. You just need to know what it is that you're going to want in the next job. And you want to know what I call woody whiffy. What do you get for yourself out of that job? And always remember, when you're talking, take control of your careers, it's your friends who hire you, but that's not who lets you go. Negotiate with your friends. Get your out package on the way in. That's what's needed. These 3 keys are needed in this wildly changing job world. And as you look around the world and what all's happened the past few years, we're currently looking at 9 million people unemployed. And in 2004, 15,000 mass layoffs occurred. A mass layoff is more than 50 people in a company. In January 2004, we set the record for the most in history of mass layoffs. Now, the economists tell us that 75% of the people who have jobs, those people who are employed, are in industries undergoing what they call creative deconstruction. That is, they're potential victims of downsizing or outsourcing, jobs moving to India, China, Russia even, Mexico. Unless you own the company, you need a fallback position. No one is immune. Kirk was a friend of mine who worked running a nonprofit agency for 22 years. His wife Annie worked in a soup kitchen helping give food to people who were needy. They had a plan to retire in 3 years, and they had bought a sailboat, and they were going to sail around Florida up and down the intercoastal waterway. But one Friday morning, the labor attorney for his outfit called him and said, "Well, I guess you know why I'm calling." Kirk said, "No, what's up?" He thought one of the employees had gotten in trouble, and the labor attorney was calling him. The labor attorney said, "Well, the chairman of the board and the board met last night, and they were supposed to call you, and I was just going to follow up, but he said they decided they no longer needed your services." Well, Kirk said, "What? What happened? What's wrong?" The attorney said, "Well, there's nothing wrong. It's just that they thought that after 22 years, they needed to change." Well, Kirk was a little bit dumbfounded, because nothing wrong and still needing a change didn't seem to fit. But really, he was hurt. He was devastated. He did not see this coming, nor did Annie. She thought for a moment there that she might have to be on the other side of the food table. So they were pretty ticked off, and They went through the whole series of grief that you go through, the five stages of denial, anger, bargaining, depression, until you get to acceptance. And they're still in kind of the depression stage with it. They've been that way for several months. It's very difficult. There are no lifeboats in today's workplace culture. And just like Kirk found out, you can get dumped very quickly, tossed right off the lifeboat. So it's important for you to get out there and prepare. You need to prepare for being terminated so that you understand your priorities, you know your financial situation, you can negotiate from knowledge and strength, you can take action to control your future. That's what the fallback position does. You need to take a look at it and be prepared to be laid off.
John Arnold's book, Fallback Position, can be found on his website, fallbackpositionbook.com, or on amazon.com or at your local bookstore. Fallback Position, anyone who can be fired needs a fallback position, your contingency plan for the worst case scenario. Music provided by the Podshow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com.